Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. As we've discussed, last week was busy for trade initiatives in the House of Representatives, which moved 6 bills out of the Ways and Means Committee. Today we're going to take a look at H.R. 7986, the Generalized System of Preferences Reform Act. On Monday evening, April the 15th, Chair of the Ways and Means Committee, Jason Smith, Republican from Missouri, introduced his GSP bill. But by 10 a.m. the next morning, during the Ways and Means Committee hearing with USTRTI, he amended it and added some additional eligibility criteria. Then on Wednesday the 17th, the full committee marked up the bill and approved it to advance it to the full House for consideration. The bill would extend GSP from January 2021 through December 31, 2030, or a 10-year extension, obviously with a retroactive provision. New eligibility criteria was added, which would require new labor and environmental provisions be met, that countries would have to give market access to, refrain from unscientific restrictions being applied to U.S. agricultural goods, and that they would refrain from implementing their own domestic subsidies in ag. It would require that countries not allow an adversary to build a military base in their territory or to deepen economic, diplomatic, and military ties with any of our adversaries. It would also ensure that no digital barriers or restrictions could be put in place on U.S. products. In addition, GSP country reviews would be conducted every 3 years, and the competitive needs limit waiver would be increased from $75 million to $500 million and include an automatic sort of cost of living adjustment mechanism. The most significant change is the proposed ratcheting up of the regional value content requirement from the existing 35% to 40% by 2027, then to 45% in 2029, and finally 50% by 2031. However, up to 15% of the RVC could be U.S. origin inputs to help you get to that higher number. Now, the Democrats on the committee did not support the bill despite the addition of labor and environmental criteria. They insisted that any trade bill, including the GSP, should be accompanied by a Trade Adjustment Assistance, or TAA, measure. So we should expect that the House will not take up additional GSP bills and that attention will now turn to the Senate for any tinkering on the language. But when the House might vote on this bill, that's anyone's guess. But stay tuned and we'll let you know.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.